March the 5th, 2001.
Today, my dear friends, but it has been necessary this time to make some adjustments. I know and understand that there has been much thinking since last we met. So I say to you, my dear friends, that I will give you the opportunity to discuss further that which we have begun, in order that we may move forward next time.
Yes, thank you. You've obviously been listening to us.
I will leave it with you, my dear friend, to ask the question.
Yeah, I've been trying to think about the way things are organised. I understand there's a hierarchy of beings, and you have the light angels and the angels of darkness, which are of a lesser power to the angels of lightness. And I understand that everything's evolving. Everything in the universe is evolving. Is everything moving towards a higher vibration? Closer to the kind of source energy. Is that the way things?
Yes, I understand what you are trying to say. There has to be, of course, some form of hierarchy. Although you know full well that these difficulties with human words and terms can be confusing. But of course, there is a perfect plan. There has to be. And that is what all, not only those beings responsible for this planet, but all of the beings responsible for all worlds within all existence. We seek perfection. It is as simple as that.
Yeah, and I was thinking, I was trying to imagine the angels of darkness, that, or the dark energy, they are necessary as they are now, for the work that they're doing now. But do they, in the future, evolve into, for example, a lighter angel? Will that darker work be less necessary later?
I feel, my dear friend, you are becoming rather confused about darkness and lightness.
Yeah.
Firstly, I have told you they are but a reflection of each other.
Yeah.
They exist not only for this planet, but they exist within the whole cosmos. Because, remember what I have told you, the angels of darkness are there to recreate and bring all back to near perfection.
Right, so, which begs my question, why are they then seen as lesser?
They are not seen as lesser.
They're not, right. So they are...
You must see lightness and darkness as two aspects which work together.
Right. I see that, but I seem to have a...
You are trying to separate the two, which cannot be done. Without the lightness, darkness cannot exist. Without the darkness, light cannot exist.
Yeah.
They are the two equal balances of the one whole.
Right.
Try not to think about it on a physical level. Raise yourself above your own thinking and think about it spiritually. You understand that all of the cosmos, all of the planets within your own solar system, all is governed by law. You accept this.
Yes.
Within the workings of those laws, you must have balance, and balance is lightness and darkness. Try, my dear friend, to think about it on a spiritual wavelength and not with the physical thinking. Because if you do, you will only remain confused.
Yes, I wonder if it would help if we inquired if the two, the angels of light and the angels of darkness, have different work to do, or are they simply connected?
They have different tasks, of course, but they cannot be severed. They do belong together.
Yes.
What I think is happening with you is that you are seeing the angels of lightness and darkness as being an entirely different group of beings. They are not. They are part of a whole.
Yeah, my problem was the idea of the angels of the sun being the highest. That was my problem, thinking like that.
Yes, but we do have those beings who come from the higher archy, shall we say.
Yeah.
They are a separate group. They are angels of light who would never work upon the planets because they are almost pure light.
Right.
You are confusing. They belong to a separate line of angels.
Right.
Does this help you? They are the group of what you would call archangels.
Yeah.
Is this clearer for you? If not, please let us continue.
Yeah. I'll just have to think about it.
Yes, I think there would be a number of tasks which come under the heading of evolution.
Yes.
And a different set of tasks that would come under the heading of regeneration.
Of course. Yes, always the difficulty is in having the correct words for your understanding.
Yes.
This is always our difficulty.
Yeah. It struck me that it was all about the definitions.
Yes.
Of things, and
please forgive me if I have not been clear.
No, I think you're doing an amazing job.
But it is always the problem to explain spiritual matters on a physical level.
Yes.
Because, you see, you cannot fully understand these things whilst you belong to such overcoats of little spirituality. It is a problem, I know, but we try to keep it as simple as we can for your understanding.
In theory, would it be possible for an angel of darkness to become eventually refine there, or I don't know if refine is the right word, but reach the energy of the archangels, or the source like energy?
No, you must not confuse the line of angels which are known to you as archangels are a line of great divinity, if I may use that word. All of the other angels have the possibility of evolving, but they would not evolve to that higher range of angels. But within, shall we call them, the lower range of angels for your understanding, within that range of angels, much can be achieved. Because, after all is evolving, all is changing. In the same way that one day, you too, my friends, will have evolved into much more spiritual beings than you are at this present time.
So the supreme ones, it's not a question of the very high ones being older?
No, they have always existed in that line of evolution. Does this make your understanding a little easier?
Yeah, they're made up of something quite different.
Quite a different makeup.
Yes. So they...
Perhaps to simplify it for you, can I say that the archangels are the supreme beings, whereas the lesser angels are the workers who are helping evolution and mankind and all other planets to evolve. You have to try to separate these two. Although, as I have told you, all works together towards perfection of the laws.
Would there be any time in our evolution that we should be aware of these higher angels?
Not the supreme angels, no. But there are many types of angels who can make themselves known to you on this planet, if you so desire.
But spiritually, as we leave the earth plane and...
Yes, because your awareness is so much greater. As you leave behind these overcoats of physicality, then the awareness, the consciousness has grown. And you become that part of you which is all-knowing.
Yeah.
Therefore, your awareness of these beings is so much greater.
And there was one other thing that we quite like to get clarification on. We were wondering whether what people call spirit guides were... what we're referring to as the lesser angels, for want of a better term.
Yes. I did say to you that people refer to their spirit guides as angels, but that in fact is not quite true in the sense of angels. But it satisfies their need, then so be it. But spirit guides are none other than people who have gone before and who wish to return to help each one.
Yeah. Yes, and that is the same as the term we used, angelic guide.
Yes.
Ah, yes.
Yes. It is a term that is used by you people upon this planet, not by us. Does that clear it for you?
Yes.
Did you want to ask the question, George?
Oh, yes. I read very recently about a lady who had a psychic reading, and it sounds as if it was a very informative psychic reading, and at the end of the session, a reference was made to her Down syndrome child, and the psychic said, well, this is not an ordinary child, but a reincarnated, an incarnated angel. And I wondered if this would be possible, or if there might be sufficient reason for this to happen. Could you comment on that?
Yes, I will. I will try to clarify this for you. You know that all things are possible from our world.
Yes.
But I would say, and the instance you speak about is of course a term used by the psychic, and not in fact an angelic being who has reincarnated into the physical body. But in saying that, I do wish to say that on very rare occasions this is possible, if indeed there is a special mission. But only then would this happen. And I have to tell you, my dear friend, it happens very rarely.
Yes.
Of course, what I would wish you to understand, and I know full well that you know, that anyone who takes a body in whichever way disfigured or disabled is indeed usually an old soul.
So, yes.
So of course they are special beings in that sense. So I would rather say to you, think upon those lines than rather that they are angels who have come into the physical being. It can happen, but very, very rarely. And there would have to be a special mission on this planet for it to happen.
Yes, I understand that. Thank you very much. That has clarified.
Oh, very good. Any questions, Jim?
Not a question, just to say thank you for making me more aware than I was before.
That, my dear friend, is our purpose. There are many within this planet at this particular time in your evolution who are coming to that point where awareness has reached the point of no return.
Mm-hmm.
If you will remember, my dear friends, I said when first I came to you that we could not allow mankind to slip back like he has done in past ages. At this time, there was a concerted effort for mankind to raise his consciousness and to go forward. Not only mankind, but the planet and many other planets within the cosmos.
I have a feeling, as I'm sure all of us do here, that in general, people you speak to in the physical, everybody seems much more aware than they did 5-6 years ago. And television programs, the media coverage seems to be far greater, which is wonderful because it enables us to speak more freely. And you just feel that people are in touch with one another again.
Yes.
Am I correct?
Yes, of course, that is what we are trying to achieve. And to come to groups such as yourself, who we know and feel will pass on the words of truth.
Mm-hmm.
That is what we are seeking. That humankind reaches out and understands his true nature, in order not only that his understanding grows, but he can be of help to his fellow man.
Yes. I do believe that way, way off in the future there will be no need for conflict and wars. I honestly believe that that will not be the case. There will be no need as people's awareness grows more and more.
Yes, that is our aim, but I am afraid it is still some way off.
I agree. But it will happen, I'm sure.
Of course it has.
Last question. If possible, I'd like to give a message for me. Because now I have to think about the future, and I have to decide something. But I have fear, and I'm worried about this, so that's what could you give me?
Yes, that is why you came to us, because we know and understand what you are feeling. You, my dear friend, are a most spiritual being, clothed within a small body. I would say to you that just by being here with my dear friends, there has been an element of strength, of upliftment, and courage. These attributes are not easy to come by. What I would say to you, my dear friend, is that as you approach your sleep state, ask your questions, and you will be given your answers. If you do not understand my words fully, then my dear friends will explain it to you. But I told you when you came, we had been expecting you. And remember, no matter how difficult life's decisions are, the right choices can be made when made in silence. Can I leave that with you, my dear friend,
yes,
to explain my words?
You can explain if you don't have the time. Mm-hmm. On the way home.
Are you all happy? Because I wish to continue on new things next time we meet. So if you have questions, please ask me now.
I wanted to share actually one thing. When Selimet said that we were going to grow spiritually, do you mean, Selimet, us as the human race, or us individually?
Well, all is part of the one thing. If you do not grow individually, you could not grow as a whole.
Yeah.
And the planet could not grow. Yes, I mean all things must evolve.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I find it interesting about the children with the disabilities.
Yes.
So they really are.
They are special. Of course. Because, you know, you choose to come to the life style that you have. And only those old souls feel strong enough spiritually to return to such deformities.
Okay.
Yes, it's very interesting. And actually often the disabled people are very nice people, very, very happy people and very...
Yes, that is because the spirit shines through. Yes, perhaps it will help you, my dear friends, to look at your fellow man in another way.
Yes, yes, it certainly will. That's all the questions, thank you.
I will take my leave with you this time and give you some time for discussion if you so wish.
Thank you. Thank you. We look forward to the next time.